Welcome to my kitchen. The great American Maya Angelou said, I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. Well, I've forgotten who sent me what I'm going to read you next. I forget which day it was that it arrived. But I don't think I'll ever forget how it made me feel. Welcome to my kitchen. The great American Maya Angelou said, I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. Well, I've forgotten who sent me what I'm going to read you next. I forget which day it was that it arrived, but I don't think I'll ever forget what I'm going to read to you now. 1 month before her 95th birthday, Patricia Routledge, an English actor, performer, who's still alive, wrote something that still gently echoes. This is what she wrote. I'll be turning 95 this coming Monday. In my younger years, I was often filled with worry. Worry that I wasn't quite good enough. That no one would cast me again. That I wouldn't live up to my mother's hopes. But these days begin in peace and end in gratitude. My life didn't quite take shape until my 40s. I had worked steadily on provincial stages, in radio plays, in West End productions, but I often felt adrift, as though I was searching for a home within myself that I hadn't quite found. At 50, I accepted a television role that many would later associate with me, Hyacinth Bucket, of Keeping Up Appearances. I thought it would be a small part in a little series. I never imagined that it would take me into people's living rooms and hearts around the world. And truthfully, that role taught me to accept my own quirks. It healed something in me. At 60, I began learning Italian, not for work, but so I could sing opera in its native language. I also learned how to live alone without feeling lonely. I also learned how to live alone without feeling lonely. I read poetry aloud each evening, not to perfect my diction, but to quiet my soul. At 70, I returned to the Shakespearean stage. Something I once believed I had aged out of. But this time, I had nothing to prove. I stood on those boards with stillness, and audiences felt that. I was no longer performing. I was simply being. At 80, I took up watercolor painting. I painted flowers from my garden, old hats from my youth, and faces I remembered from the London Underground. Each painting was a quiet memory made visible. Now, at 95, I write letters by hand. I'm learning to bake rye bread. I still breathe deeply every morning. I still adore laughter, though I no longer try to make anyone laugh. I love the quiet more than ever. I'm writing this to tell you something simple. I'm writing this to tell you something simple. Growing older is not the closing act. It can be the most exquisite chapter if you let yourself bloom again. Let these years ahead be your treasure years. You don't need to be famous. You don't need to be flawless. You only need to show up fully for the life that is still yours. You only need to show up fully for the life that is still yours. As soon as I read this, I thought, oh my goodness, this is so encouraging. And this is so relevant to me, first. And then I thought, to whom is it also relevant? So I sent it to my brothers and sisters. And I sent it to a few other people that I trust will value it, find it relevant. You only need to show up fully for the life that is still yours. Ah, I forgot to read the last couple of words. With love and gentleness, Patricia Routledge. With love and gentleness, Patricia Routledge. With best wishes from Paula Manning. I don't think I'll ever forget how it made me feel.